Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simin Shin Ayin Tes. We are on page Resh Mem Zayin, which is the page following 492. Simin Shin Ayin Tes is Dinei Chatzeros Ubatim Beinehem. We're going to discuss the halachas of having two chatzeros and houses in between them. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Shtei Chatzeros, you have two courtyards, Ushlosha Vatim Beinehem, and there are three houses in between the two chatzeros. Psuchim zelaze, and they open up to one another. Verotzim la'arev yachad, the two chatzeros want to make an erev together with the three houses in the middle. So chatzer ze bod derech bayis she'etzlo v'nosen eruvo v'bayis she'be'emtza. So what they do is the chatzer on one side passes by the first house and places his erev in the middle house. V'chein osa hashnia. So the second chatzer does the same thing. He passes by the house closest to his chatzer, and he also places his eruv in the second house. So we have two eruvin in the same house, umutarim b'shloshtan, and that allows the two chatzeros to carry freely in the three houses. Shekol bayis she'etzel chatzer. Each of the houses next to the chatzer, the two outer houses, are choshev lo kedeshar. They're considered like the entranceway to the chatzeros. The Ein Tzarach Litein Pas, as we've learned, they don't have to contribute to an Eiriv. When you are a Beishar, you don't ask for an Eiriv, you don't have to contribute to the Eiriv. So here, each Chatzer put the Eiriv in the middle house. The two outer houses are considered the Beishar for the two Chatzeros. And the house in the middle is like the house where you place the Eiriv. And we learned earlier, the Ein Tzarach Litein Pas. So the house where the Eiriv is located does not have to contribute bread, and therefore, we have fixed up the two chatzeros together. So again, you have two chatzeros on the outside, three houses in the middle. They each bring their eruv into the middle house, and that joins everyone together. The middle house doesn't have to give anything in because the eruv is in that house, and the two houses on the outside are considered a beis shair for the two chatzeros, so they also do not need to contribute anything to the eruv. So you have a case over here with two chatzeros, three houses, none of the houses are contributing to the eruv, and still the eruv is going to be kosher, joining everyone together. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Alep, Psuchim Zelazet. The three houses open to each other. Vehem gam kem psuchim lachatzero she'etzlam. Besides the three houses opening to each other, on the outside they each open to the chatzeros as well. The kamash malon, the chiddush of the mechaber is, the afal gav, even though the ba'alma, in general, in bayis echor eino nosen chelev be'eriv, if one house in the chatzer does not contribute to the eriv, hu ba'atzmo osur l'taltel, so that house itself, they're osur from carrying, v'gam osur al b'nei chatzer, and we know that one house that does not contribute to the eriv ruins the entire eriv for the chatzer. So the chiddush over here is, hacha yitzuyer. Here we're picturing a case, sheshum echor me'ashlosha lo yitnu chelev be'eriv, that we have three houses, all not contributing anything to the eriv, va'afilu hachi mutarim hakol l'taltel, and still everyone is allowed to carry, kegon, for example, im yitnu ba'alei shtei achatzeros es eruv v'mabayis ha'emtzoi, umitam shemesayim. So says the Mishabura, the chiddush of this sif is that normally if a house does not contribute to the Erev, that house is usher to carry, and it ruins the Erev for everyone else. The chiddush over here is, you have the two chatzeros on the outside, three houses in the middle, there's a way to join everyone together that can carry without any of those three houses contributing to the Erev, and that is because, like we discussed, they put their Erev in the middle house. Sif Katan Beis. The two chatzeros on the outside are allowed to carry freely to the three houses inside. The habatim bahen, and the people in the houses can carry freely to the chatzeros. Afa pi shelo nasnu chelek be'eriv. Again, even though these three houses contributed nothing to the eriv. Sifkatan gimel. So we explained why. The middle house is the house in which the eriv is located. They do not have to contribute. And the two outer houses are considered the beishar, like the entranceway, for each of the two chatzeros, and they also do not need to contribute to the eruv. Says the Mishabura, Choshev lo kebeishar, acharei shebnei hachotzer molichen eruvan derech aleilu emtsoyis. Since the people of this chatzer are passing through this house to deposit their eruv in the middle house, so therefore that house at the end is considered a beishar. V'yesha kasu, there are those who write,
the
Some say it's not specifically the case of the Mechaber, where the two Chatzeros put the Eruv in the middle house. They could even put their two Eruvin in one of the side houses would be the same thing. Not only that, they can even put the two Eruvin in one of the houses, and one of the Chatzeros is also going to be fine. Still, even in those two additional cases, some say those three houses do not need to contribute to the Eruv. When the Eruv is in one of the houses of one of the Chatzeros, so the three houses in the middle are all considered a Beishar, they're all considered entrance ways into the Chatzer. Kevan Sha'ovrin Derech Aleim Laniach Eruv Ba. Since you have to go through there to get to the other Chatzer to place the Eruv. The Shaar Tzion points out in Os Gimel, Zeh Atam Al Tzir HaSheni, the Mishabura by saying the three houses in the middle are considered a Beishar to get through from one Chatzer to the other, that's going in the second scenario when the Eruv is placed in one of the houses of one of the Chatzeros. Ubatzir HaRishon, but in the first case of the Yesh Omrim, Sheinichu HaEruv Bebayis HaSamach LaChatzer, where they place the Eruv in one of the side houses of the three houses. So there, Hatam, the reason is, the Osan Shnei Batim Peturim, the two other houses where the Eruv is not located are Pater from contributing, Mipnei Shehem Beishar Lo'osel Bayis, they're considered an entrance way towards that house where the Eruv is, V'habayis Shemuna Poha Eruv Pater Gamkein, and the house, obviously, where the Eruv is located is Pater from contributing as well, Kemo Shekosu B'Shulchan Aruch, like the Shulchan Aruch said, the house where the Eruv is Pater from giving to the Eruv. That is the Shaar Tzion. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalet, V'ein Tzarich Litein Pas, again, the house where the Eruv is located does not have to contribute, K'mevur B'Simen Shin Samach Vav Sif Gimel, like we saw earlier in Shin Samach Vav Sif Gimel. Says the Mechaber Sif Beis, Sif Aleph was three houses between the Chatzeros, Sif Beis is going to be two houses. Shtei Chatzeros. Two courtyards again, Ushnei Votin Beineyam, and two houses between them, V'lo Eruvu Yachad. The two Chatzeros did not make an Eruv together. Elo kol achas la'atzma. Rather, each chatzer made their own eruv. Uba ben chatzer zed derech bayis she'etzlo. And this chatzer on this side went through the house that was next to it. V'hiniach eruvo b'bayis she'etzla sheni. So this chatzer on the left side put it in the house that's on the right side. V'chein also hasheni, and so too the other side did. Shegam hu iniach eruvo b'bayis asambach l'chatzer acheres. So they basically swap places. The chatzer on the left put it on the house on the right, and the chatzer on the right put it in the house on the left side. So lo kanu eruv, says the mechaber, lo kanu eruv, that does not join them together. Shekol, that doesn't even work. Either of those eruv do not work. Shekol echor hiniach eruv bebeishar shel chatzer acheres. When the left chatzer puts the eruv in the right house, and the right chatzer puts the eruv in the left house, both those eruv are not good, because they both place their eruv in a beishar of the other chatzer, that's not good. And the note number 3 explains this. Tam din zen nisbar b'gemara. The reason for this halacha, why both of these eruvin are not good, is explained in the Gemara in Eruvin. Sheyesh le'asor es ha-tiltul b'chatzeros m'manoshach. We have to ask her the carrying in the two chatzeros, either way you look at it. Mishum, she'im nidon eshnei habatim kebeishar, if we're going to look at both houses like a beishar, harei i'efshar lohaniach eruv bebeishar, you're not allowed to place the eruv in a beishar. Ukemosha shanino, like we learned, hanosein es eruvu bebeishar achsaji umerpeses einu eruv. And we paskened earlier in the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach Vav Sif Gimel, that you cannot place an eruv in a beishar. So, Manoshach, if we're going to view the two houses as a Beishar for each Chatzer, so then both are not good, because you can't place an Erev in a Beishar. Then Nidon Osam Kibayas, then if we're going to treat the two houses as regular houses, where you can place the Erev, we have another problem. Nimsa Shiesh Bayas She'enu Mu'uruv. You have a house with no part in the Erev, Hamavsik Bein Kol Chatzer L'mokom Erev Shelah. Since the Chatzer on the left put their Erev in the house on the right, so there's a house on the left that's separating between the chatzer and the house where the eruv is. So that's a house that didn't contribute to the eruv. That's not good. The Efshar lomar, and you can't say shalakol echad nachshav es habayis asomach lachatzero kebeishar. You can't say we'll look at the house closer to your chatzer as a beishar. Ves habayis haachir lebayis gomer, the other house like a bayis gomer mishum shezet harti desastri. That's a stira b'nei ubei kamosha pirish Rashi Shum. We can't view the left chatzer, the house closer to them like a beishar, and then the further house like a regular bayis, and then for the other chaser, looking at the opposite way, that's a stira. Memarashach, either look at it as a bayis, and it's not good, or look at it like a beishar, it's not good. You can't mix and match that klape one chaser, if you view it as a bayis, and klape one, we look at a beishar, that wouldn't be allowed, so the Gemara says that's not going to be good. So therefore, in Sibbeis, when you have a two chaseros and the putte eruv in the opposite side bayis, both eruvin are not going to be chal. That concludes Shin Ayites. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem will begin Shin Pei.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.